You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Neil Williams, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Neil Williams. Neil, they added you on this week, man. You're in the credits.
I know.
It's official. That means I can stay, right?
It means you can stay. And now we're gonna adjust the music. So, folks, you have another reason to tune in maybe next week, because hopefully we might have some new music. We'll see how that goes. Not that there's anything wrong with the music that was there. Ronan, we love the music that the station provided us. So, but anyway, we have a great guest with us. As we promised, our first guest of 2021, and it's good to have another allied person that's involved in health and wellness come on the show. So I'd like to welcome PJ Tracy to the show today. PJ, thanks for coming on.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate it very much. So,
well, if you could, PJ, just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your story.
For right now, I'm just opened a facility out here in Keller, Texas called True Results. I'll kind of go front end and I'll revert and go back in.
Cool.
So we've been open about going on 2 months right now. Everything's going great. I'm a little bit different outside perspective. When if you're looking outside in, it almost looks like a fitness facility, or it does look like a fitness facility, which fitness is a huge incorporation of it. But the big thing that we wanted to bring is more of the medical side and having a doctor on staff. So the only way I can kind of relate it is it's more of a kind of a small Cooper clinic when you look at it. So, but it's not just talking about, hey, what can you bench or how many reps you can get here or how fast you can run. We're digging deep where it goes into nutrition, psychological standpoints, what happens when you stress, how do you deal with it? You're a sweet and salty type person. If you're dealing with stress at work, if you're dealing with stress with home, because those are two different types of stress. Mm-hmm. Really digging into every individual and figuring out what happened within their life to get them to the point to they are now, how we can change it. And it's not an overnight success. That's the whole thing. It's not just the instant gratification. Yes, there has to be gratification with it, but it's not instant whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that. I think I make a running joke just about my life. I think I like to do everything the hardest way possible so I can learn all the lessons that you go through and probably do it even harder and go through it again. So, but starting from my life growing up of, I mean, my mom was a hard worker, but unfortunately she was into drugs, and I grew up with three older brothers and I was the baby of all boys, and been living in a drug house, abusiveness and anyway around that. And then, I mean, my dad was kind of out of the picture there for a little bit because he was doing work after they got divorced, and I kind of clung to my grandmother. That was more of my mother figure in my life. So kind of reverting through my life of growing up and clinging to him, and then finally towards high school we moved away with my father. So kind of chaos younger life, and then got into high school. Then my dad was also a Marine Corps drill instructor, so I knew how to hospital fold a bed. Got grounded if I didn't make my bed in the morning, didn't do anything, but initiated discipline, which I'm very thankful for, from not having any whatsoever and running the streets and doing stupid stuff like having bottle rocket wars inside a house with all the brothers. But getting all that and then interested in sports, I was always kind of a chunky kid growing up, and then was able to get with a speed coach, and between junior senior year actually got on, and he was huge in nutrition. I dropped like 20 pounds, so I went some defensive end to a corner. Dang. So that was a big inspiration in my life, and then I end up having some scholarships, but I decided to go to the Marine Corps, and I left kind of to get out. My dad got remarried and didn't have the greatest relationship with my stepmother, so went from there, got in the Marine Corps, helped was our PT instructor, did 4 years active duty, got out. Then I started with LA Fitness, and that's kind of outside of my professional side of, say, my professional experience of the fitness industry. Then going from the corporate fitness, being there, working my way up to a vice president and overseeing, and realizing that wasn't really my fit because wasn't as moral. It was more about money opposed to the individual over here about, hey, we don't care that you've been out for 3 months. You still owe us the rest of your 6 months, whether you've used this or not. Oh, your person died. Okay. Is your payment going to be here tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about that for me. I got in it to help others because that's how I initially helped me. And just seeing people go through a lot of things in their life. And it's weird. A lot of people always tell me, like, I can see somebody and feel like I almost kind of feel them and feel their hurt and see a lot of the pain that they might be going through. And I'm just analyzing, I look at them, I just want to help some people, no matter what, whether it's through health and fitness and anything, because I think any type of discipline and what you learn, whether it's coming through diet, exercise routine, it can always conspire into everything else that you do in the world. Mm-hmm. So then after LA Fitness, went into more of the small business. And when I got ownership of a facility called All American Family Fitness, and I didn't have to put any money into it, which was nice, but I just had to operate everything. But that was a huge learning curve for myself, just because I never knew how to advertise for a small gym. I was always under the big brother of big box. So I had to learn the route of doing all that. And then 24 had a baby. So threw that one in there. So unfortunately, we had a baby out of wedlock, and do the right thing in and out, try to get married real quick. And that was a long 5 months. And unfortunately, my ex, my mother's mom, Kira, she had a horrible pregnancy. So the great thing about that, in LA Fitness, I developed this work ethic that I was going to retire by. I was 35 and I was chasing the dollar, and I'd get phone calls from family. Hey, you still alive? And because I was just going. And then eventually, so whenever that happened and my son's mother got sick, and I had to completely step down to take care of everything. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was my first lesson on life balance between family and work. And it hit me real hard because I didn't know how to balance it whatsoever. So, and I knew I had to be there, and I took it there and make sure I was there for everything. But it was just, is a very stressful time because I was on my route to, didn't want to have to ever worry about having money or anything, and wanted to do what I wanted to do. And it wasn't about me anymore. So, after that, son was born, everything went great after there. And then when reality came back, we realized that we shouldn't have been married. We never got married. So I went through a divorce. And unfortunately, during that time, it was the whole spin of trying to learn how to handle all that and handle my relationships outside of life and handle work and everything else. So, but I've had a lot of great people in my life, great mentors to help me move along through life and different things. And thankfully, I've always progressed in my work life, but unfortunately, I've had a lot of road humps when it comes to my personal life. And that is one thing, especially that I like to do with staff or new trainers and younger ones and different things like that, is really help them come along, because especially in the fitness industry, it's seen as a huge positive. But unfortunately, there are a lot of negatives. Yeah. I mean, they have talked about cheating, doing this and doing that. And unfortunately, you could probably put a check by my name on almost all of them. But now, seeing going back, it's kind of nice to be able to say, hey, don't go do this, don't go do that. If you are going to do this, realize this is going to be your repercussions on everything. But from a business side, I've just learned a lot, been around a lot of great people and experience overall. And learn life lessons back and forth. So, and that's what kind of led up to here. And I had the opportunity with my business partner, Derek, and I can't say anything bad about this man whatsoever. He's done nothing but pretty much make my dream come true when it comes to everything. Doesn't want anything to do with the operation, and but there behind me if I need any help whatsoever. So, and let my dream come true, because that's the one thing, it's always kind of worked out where it was always everybody else's idea, but it's been nice because it's been a great learning curve, because corporate side, it's, you learn a lot of structure and why they have those policies and procedures. Then in the small box, having your own, you learn that you have to have those policies and procedures, and you can't just work by fly by, and you still have to do all these little things. So I got to learn a lot of the best and the bads of both, and now I'll try to put it all together. But then through all that, I've got to meet a lot of great people, and I feel that we all kind of go through the same, whether it's husbands and wives struggling through their own stresses in their own life, whether it's finances and whatever. We all tend, I think somehow everybody can associate with everybody when it comes to issues and problems in life, to a certain extent. So, and I've got to have a lot of, I don't like to cap myself and say, I'm this type of trainer, or I'm this type of trainer. I've actually loved that I've dealt with weight loss, bodybuilding, D1 athletes, professional athletes, just alcoholics and drug addiction, all that other stuff. And it's just been nice. I'm not afraid to say I don't know, but I'll also go research and figure out what I can to go figure out to help that person,
right,
or bring along to somebody else that can help them even more. So,
well, I like what you said about, you alluded to several times, and I think it's real important for everyone to know that you talk about the people in your life, how you talk about your family members and business partner. You talk about your friends and your network, you know, your support system, and how instrumental they've been in your success. And I think that's huge. Another thing you talked about was the psychological aspect of all this. Now, I know from my experience, and pretty much everybody I know who lives a similar lifestyle to the way we do, with nutrition and fitness being a priority, a top priority, it can, for me, it can be an escape, and it can also be therapy, and it needs to be. Can you talk a little bit about what it is for you now? Because you talked about how at one point it was kind of, you got lost in it and nothing else mattered.
Yep.
But then you also talked about some stuff that you struggled with throughout your life.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that helped you with that. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I mean, through, say, the success of it to where I could go in and control my workouts and do different things and give me a control of, say, my relationship was all sorts, because I was cheating on this one and talking to this girl, and over here, my relationship status was just all over. And then one person finding about this, but I was still trying to go struggle and go figure out that. So from that point in my professional career, but also my workouts and whatever, that's where I had control, because I was, even though I was putting myself out of my own control and causing my own chaos, it's just, it's funny now to go back and look at it. It's not funny, because I was hurting myself and hurting others at the time. But I go back and look at it, I'm like, God, it just, that was an idiot. That was just stupid. And, but once again, it was one of those life lessons where I got to learn, hey, this is what was good in the situation, this is what was bad in the situation. And learning on how to go forward by keeping the good and dealing with the psychological point about figuring out, hey, why am I going to go do this whenever I have something over here? And it was me running away from something.
Right. Where it's clear that you were in control, but you didn't have it under control. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So you talk about how it's helped you, and we've also
you told us that you worked with some alcoholics and recovering addicts.
Yes.
Being in recovery myself, I know how important fitness and nutrition is for my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. From your experience, what have you encountered and what is your experience in working with these folks who are in recovery and the importance of fitness and nutrition?
The importance of it is, I'll take it from two different sides, a discipline and structure. Mm-hmm. Because I think any type of addict or whatever they're dealing with, there's not a lot of structure whatsoever.
Right.
It's a completely flyby, and I'm done with this high, so how can I get a high again?
On to the next.
And I just want to feel good, or I want to cope so I don't feel this, one or the other. So the discipline of having a consistent workout, because that's, we all know this, it releases natural endorphins, makes you feel better, and kind of gives you that natural high that you should have been going after in the first place, opposed to a high in a different area. And then on the nutritional standpoint, feeding your body good, healthy habits opposed to bad, healthy things from a nutritional standpoint. And having that structure and knowing what you have to do to get to this point. And then I think goal setting is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing if you're able to set a very realistic goal, achievable goal, so you don't set yourself up for failure. Right. And I think that's what 90% of people do. That's why I think fad diets are actually one of the most profitable things, because here's this 20, 30 pounds right at first, but what do you do now after you lose that?
Yeah.
It's great because it gives you that instant gratification, but is it something that you...
Doesn't come with a long-term plan.
No. And 90% of people can't adhere their lifestyle to that,
right,
especially diet-wise. And that's the biggest thing, what I've learned with people in general, whether it's an addict or just the average Joe, making sure that you adhere everything to that person. If you know that this is what happens when they deal with stress on this side, if they're having a bad day, how are they going to go about doing it? And you find healthy alternatives to make it better for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing still people are still going to fail. Even when they have that health,
right,
and they have it, everything structured out. But as long as you say, it's always better to fail five times opposed to failing consistently, failing five times in a good structure and then come back at it and stuff. But that structure and that guidance is huge. I think everybody does far better with routine.
Right.
Some people handle chaos a little bit better, and stress. I mean, stress and inflammation on the body is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of their biggest diseases, where inflammation and everything causes so much more. But not everybody, it's kind of a person that's in a wartime situation 24/7, they end up being able to handle that stress.
Right.
But is it really good for that person?
Right.
No.
When, and something else you were talking about, these fad diets.
Yes.
How important is it for someone to understand that every individual is not going to be the same?
It's a ton important.
Because there's a lot of folks who simply do not know that.
No, it's so important. It's just, which is understandable. I mean, I think we all, if I can go drop 10% in 2 days, hey, why wouldn't I do it? Right. I mean, it's like the whole question that people asked about Olympic athletes, and mm-hmm. said, hey, if you could take steroids to make your improvement of your game, would you do it? Well, absolutely, because they want to do better. And I think that's
trying to win.
They're trying to win. They're trying to get to that goal, what they're setting out to accomplish. And the whole thing is, in that situation, 90% of people's goal needs to be overall health, not what can I look like in 60 days.
Right.
And then adhering that to their lifestyle, because if you're cooking for yourself, if you're cooking for your family, if you're at a job 24/7, if you're sedentary, you travel, you can't go out and do a keto diet. You can't have six meals a day. The whole thing is, I say that you can, but once again, can you adhere it to your lifestyle and make it seem like it's brushing your teeth every day?
Right.
And that's the big thing.
Because right that look good, feel good isn't always true. And you can talk to some competitive bodybuilders and ask mm-hmm. them how absolutely they felt in that last phase. And I know I've looked good as far as being fit and built, but I was in a lot of pain and I really wasn't having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Training. Speaking of, PJ, go back to what you and I, we were all talking earlier today, and you talked about the connection between truly people that are first starting out in recovery or whatever, but anger and what fitness, how that helps with anger.
Well, it's a huge stress reliever. It gets it off your chest. You can go into your head. I mean, from my standpoint, being abused, and the very first time I ever had to see my stepfather right after boot camp, I went to go see my mom when I had my 2 weeks. And for some odd reason, and she was divorced, my stepfather, hey, let's go here. We're going to the grocery store. And then lo and behold, she's like, oh, we're going to go see Rick. I'm like, why the hell are you bringing me around my stepfather that beat us and beat you and got you addicted to drugs? And like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
But that anger going in there and being able to use that as a motivation factor, but it's a motivation factor that is helping you get to a better place, and you're releasing it in a good behavioral mm-hmm. standpoint, opposed to going out drinking or going doing something bad or drugs or whatever it is. And then you get that natural high once again, releasing endorphins. It makes you come down. It makes you come off that ledge, per se, to a certain extent. So it uses as a motivation to keep drive and drive and go and go. So
in a way, you took what was once negative and you harness it and channel it.
And you channel it and make it into a positive. And I think you can do that with pretty much any aspect in your life. I mean, with my ex-wife, which is my fiance now, through everything that we went through, my own parents, family, friends, except for a core group of people, everybody was like, there's no way y'all can repair everything that y'all have done to each other. And it's amazing now, because if you were to sit it down and write it on a piece of paper and you saw everything that we did to each other, you'd be like, y'all are crazy for trying to even step towards this way. And it's amazing how, who was it? Because I heard a story about how children growing up, they go through that point of trauma where they eventually don't remember everything that they went through. The thing in this concept is we remember all the trauma that we caused with each other, but now we're in a such far better place. We also know how to handle each other to a certain extent, or we do know how to handle each other's situations and triggers and everything else like that, because your triggers are never going to go away.
Right.
You just got to learn how to handle it better now.
Right.
So I think in any type of situation, you can always make it positive, but you can once again always make it negative too.
Right.
So
pretty much
it just depends on how you want to take the route. And unfortunately, the hard route is typically the positive route.
Absolutely right.
So
good. Yeah. I know Neil might have had some other questions, but I do want to get to, you know, some of the groups and classes and stuff that you guys do over there at True Resolve. Mm-hmm.
We talked about, and you mentioned this, we talked about performance enhancing drugs.
Yes.
We talked about addicts and alcoholics. We talked about how this helps your mental stability, your emotional stability. For anyone who's getting into fitness and they've begun their journey and they're considering these things,
mm-hmm.
anabolic steroids, SARMs, all the different variations that are out there, peptides. There's so many different things that are being thrown at young athletes mm-hmm. now.
Everything.
What would be your advice to those who are considering or thinking about it?
My advice for any type of athlete, whether it's athlete, non-athlete, whatever, my biggest thing is, first of all, you have to build yourself a basic routine. Start with the foundations of everything. If you can accomplish foundations, you built your foundation of where you're supposed to be and how you're going to get to, because if you don't have any of all the supplements, because eventually more than likely you're not going to be able to continually pay for it, keep doing it, mm-hmm. or take it on a consistent basis. If you haven't built that foundation, you're not going to go anywhere. And second of all, research it. Learn what you're wanting to do and how it can go about it. And then not necessarily just look into a form or go researching by asking your buddy next door to say, look what test did me. I can go bench press right. this and I gained 15 pounds. Because you look at him 3 months later and he's 20 pounds less and he can't bench press that much anymore.
Right.
So educating yourself on it is huge. Unfortunately, I see both sides of this. Younger, 18, 16, 15, I mean, gosh, it's almost starting about 13, 14 now. It's amazing yeah. how young kids are starting to be on drugs and just performance enhancement stuff. But any type of that youth, there's so much growth in its emotional maturity. Because, I mean, I've taken steroids and I've been all a part of it and stuff like that. And when I got into it, it was, hey, this guy knows this and blah, blah, blah. You should go do that. Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Let's go from here. But now that I've educated myself, I've also have to be on testosterone hormone therapy now because, unfortunately, I did everything the bad way mm-hmm. and I shut down my own natural producing testosterone. Right. So I have to take hormone testosterone, but it's also through doctors and different things like that. So there's a smart way and there's a stupid way. With the younger generation, I don't recommend it because they don't even know what next week's going to come. They don't know if they're going to go over here and the next best thing is going to be water polo. I mean, mm-hmm. So that's the big thing about it. Educating themselves, learning what they're going to do, build your foundation, get to where you are. And the reason why I say I'm on both sides, because unfortunately, I'm training 33-year-olds that have to do testosterone hormone therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily because they did stuff prior. It's because bad eating habits, all the processed foods, all this stuff that you got going on in society now. Right. So I think there's a good and bad side to it.
Well, now I think it's 1 in 4?
Yeah.
1 in 4 males have low testosterone mm-hmm. who are over the age of 26 or something.
Which is amazing because you're at your peak.
Right.
All right through there.
And we've done that to ourselves
yeah.
as human beings. Like you mentioned,
the foods.
Yeah.
The things that we eat and drink. Products we use.
The younger generation is, I don't recommend it whatsoever, but unfortunately the pressure of, I mean, I will say this, Texas athletes, big football athletes,
yeah,
the pressure of performing. And that's what's been amazing to me of just being around here in DFW area where you see parents are okay with certain things and then just like you don't realize what this is setting these children up to do right. in these kids. Not even if it's a maturity, it's a fact of injury too. I mean, one of the D1, he was top 2015 top Major League Baseball prospects, never touched steroids and didn't do anything like that. But the fact of how they're driving kids and playing so much more, I mean, they're having Tommy John surgery at 15 years old.
Yeah. I think they just implemented a pitch count
yeah.
to high school baseball for the yep. first time, which is really good.
And and that's what one of the Major League Baseball recruiters we were talking to, and he was like, honestly, all the kids from the South, we're almost trying to give them, we're really not even trying to bring them on at this point, or if they are that good, it's a very low signing bonus because we're almost estimating within that first year they're going to get hurt because wow. being overplayed.
Wow.
So it's crazy on performance here and everything like that, and it's just amazing because I didn't get introduced to it until almost my 20s. I mean, I knew about it but didn't really hop on that train.
Sure.
but now everything's happened so much earlier.
Just knowing the risks and decide if it's for you, but at the same time,
you're right. In your prime growing stage.
Right.
You're in your prime. Why don't you take full advantage of what you can? Because more than likely, as we all know, career-wise, something's going to happen and throw you off track. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, the average male that comes in that's above 45 to 50 years old, that's overweight and out of shape. And it's because, well, I got in my career and I got so focused on building this mm-hmm. and I have a family that I'd take care of. And now I used to be phenomenal in shape. Now look where I am.
Well, and that brings me to my last question. Then we'll transition over to Bruce. You talked about your success. You talked about in a business atmosphere. You talked about your success and you talked about your health and fitness. How important do you feel that proper nutrition and regular are regarding a successful lifestyle and becoming successful and staying successful?
I think it's just right there with brushing your teeth and continuing education for what you are doing in life and incorporating with your family and having a good relationship and trying to practice better qualities. And I think it's right up there because we all know when we're having a bad day and you have an argument with your spouse or do whatever, it's a good release on that side. So you don't cause more confrontation here. Having that healthy lifestyle to be around for your children, just feel better in general about yourself. We all are going to deal with stresses. It's funny that we always chase the dollar, and I've been around more wealthy people in my life probably the past 5 to 7 years, and they probably have more problems and more stress, and they're coming to me because they don't want to drink. They feel like crap. And they need to get back here because they're trying to relieve all this stuff that they got going on in their life. And they're always trying to get on it. And unfortunately, chasing it is very hard. So if you incorporate it earlier, that's why I always tell parents in general, it's great for your children to go see you work out, to establish those eating healthy habits from the get-go, because all you're doing is it's a monkey see, monkey do. Just like anything and everything else that you got going in your life, if they see these established healthy habits, why aren't they going to just follow right through with it? And it's just going to be great. But I think it's huge. I think, like I said, it's right up there with, depending on people's religion, God and everything else, right there with it.
I can do this all day. He's validating everything I want to tell people. So this is great for me.
It's just, I see so many people on a daily basis, and sometimes it's hard for people to accept the truth. I think we've all had issues of saying, of accepting our own truths of what we have in our life. And that's the whole concept of true results. The truth is in the result. Find your truth. That's literally the quote we have all over.
Cool.
Because my mentor, Kyle Anderson, he said there's two actions in life. You either completed what you were set out for, or you have an excuse of why you didn't do it. Whether it was a valid excuse. You either accomplished it, or you have an excuse of why you didn't do it, or I didn't do this, I didn't do that, or that person did this, or I didn't do here.
That's right.
So, and I've taken that to complete heart. And outside of that, the one thing that he taught me and really instilled into me is just, and this is how I've always done this, and I think this is why I've the few people around my life that I've loved so much, is when you meet other people's needs, your needs are going to be met as well.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
So, I want to add that, I know of at least one young man that you're working with, PJ, and he just, he really likes working with you.
Oh, I love all of them. He's my hard-headed.
he looks up to you, and you're doing some really good work with him. So you're keeping that legacy as you continue on with true results. So I love to see that. If you could, I think, why don't you tell our listeners what are the groups, the classes, you have meals. I think I understand you'll have some pre-made meals. And then, of course, the physician services that you're going to have here real soon, if not already. I know you had a grand opening this past Saturday. But, yeah, let's talk about the different, you know, groups and classes and training and the range of services that you guys have over there.
The basic class that we call it lifestyle programs. Okay, so our first lifestyle program, called our Truth Program, which in essence is a bigger class setting where you would have about six stations. Your first five stations, you're doing an all isolation. So like today, we did chest and core. Mm-hmm. So you have two exercises per station. You're at 7 minutes per station. Goal is to give at least 3 to 4 sets at that station of that exercise. So say a bench press and a push-up.
Okay.
Then you rotate to your next station after that 7 minutes. Okay. So of course, unfortunately, this one is set more for the masses because it's a mm-hmm. pre-rota workout, everything like that.
Right.
So you go through all those five stations, which ends up being around 35, 40 minutes. And then the sixth station is where everybody, right? This is where I involve the cardio aspect. And I do more of a HIIT style cardio because you get your quick, efficient, and you get a more of an output. So you have that HIIT cardio for about 15 minutes at the end, which in essence is about 55 to an hour workout. So you get the old school training. When I say old school, you're going.
Yeah.
But you get the isolation, which is the sculpting of the body, building that specific muscle group and everything like that. But you're keeping your heart rate up because you're just going back and forth for that 7 minutes. And of course, you have the coaches that are walking around checking on your form. If they have to scale anything, we'll scale anything. And then we'll just go forward. And that's set up to where it's a total of six classes a week. Monday through Friday, we break up the body group, our body into groups. And then on Saturday, we always do a free class and it's a full body workout. Hmm. Then we have our next one, which is our results program, which is up to 4 people in our group. And the coach is just kind of popping to each individual. But every individual, they all say they all might be in there for legs, but you're doing your specific leg workout. It's a lot mm-hmm. more individualized. It's more of a semi-private training session. Okay. So you're not adhering to 15 people. It's straight about you. And then we incorporate all the nutrition actually in the Truth program as well as the results program. And our utopia is our end-all be-all. Where it's all one-on-one, all about you, same progress, just straight individualized. And then, yes, like you're talking about, we do have a meal prep service that comes in there, and it's not your typical meal prep that you, like MyFitFoods was big out here. Mm-hmm. It's very nutrient-based, and that's the biggest thing when it comes down to it. But it also has, they taste phenomenal. And
which helps.
And yeah, it does help. And I'm the person that can eat legitimately just chicken, rice, and vegetables. And it doesn't bother me just because I've done it for years. Yeah. But the average person wants to have variety. And variety does help, and options do help to a certain extent. But they're, like I said, that's very micronutrient based. So you're getting fulfilled because you're getting the quality of food. So it's gluten-free, soy-free, all natural, bison, all that other stuff. So, and they taste, once again, great. And then we do all the, like kind of we were talking earlier, plan on doing blood testing, figuring out where you're lacking in micronutrients, because anytime you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to be lacking in nutritional. Mm-hmm. So we try to replace those micronutrients, make sure you're being fulfilled, because it's kind of like putting sand in your gas tank opposed to putting premium gas. One's going to be far more efficient. It's going to work far better. The other one's going to only go so far, and then it's going to start screwing up everything else and eventually leads you to a position to, fortunately, where almost 80% of the United States are.
Yeah.
So yes. Truth is, it is what
it's
it is.
Fact.
And it's whether it's not obesity, it's depression, anxiety,
right,
anything else. And it's all starting from sugar, and it goes to inflammation and goes into psychological standpoint. So that's the whole thing, is just that was the whole reason of all of this, is because I realize my dad, he cracks me up, because within a 3 mile radius, man can go to his dentist, his house, the grocery store, Home Depot, and doctor. So it's all close to him. So keeping him within a circle. And that was the concept kind of behind this is I can give you a doctor, because how many times has anybody gone to a doctor and they talked about diet and nutrition, and either the doctor is a good 30, 40 pounds overweight, or he's just like, ah, kind of go do this or go do that. And it's not his where he's knows what to kind of go after. So the doctor that we teamed up, Dr. Strawface, is more on the medical weight loss side and understands it and where it's kind of going towards. And I wanted to have that because I think it's a necessity of it too. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunately with a lot of like insurance purposes, personal training is not seen as a necessity.
Right.
But a pill is.
Yeah.
But that
pill, it is a necessity. We just don't recognize it as one.
And that's where it's just that pill is just taking you to the next pill. It's not solving the issue. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm talking about. I mean, I have a questionnaire that I put out to everybody. It's 60 questions and it's digging into what happens. Just like I said before, stress, hormones here, there, you know, you in anxiety medicine, are you on this and that? And it's amazing, especially now, even the younger generation that's starting to be in anxiety medicines and doing all this other stuff because they just don't know how to deal with.
You're talking about how far reaching these problems actually are.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. We're getting to the core, not just, you're not another number.
Yeah.
Every member that comes through that door and all the members and clients that I've been a part of, everybody gets to know that person. They know how many kids they got, what they got going on, and you're a part of a family.
And PJ, continue on with that, because how are you guys different from an LA Fitness or whatever?
And just like that, I'm not a workout factory. I'm not here just to count the number and go from there. I actually have a policy that's written up is if you haven't used your membership after 2 months, I'm calling you to say, I need you to get back in here. And if you don't want to get back in here, I'm going to cancel your membership. I'm not here for the dollar.
It's good.
Yes. Do I have to have profit to continue on to business? But if you're not using it, you're wasting your own time. And you're wasting your own money. I'm here to incorporate it so I can get you into a healthy lifestyle, but also bring you around everybody else. That's the one thing that I loved about our clients and the mutual friend that we've talked about and their family, because we incorporate everything and bring everybody a part of it. And just because they're so novel, a walking model, it's not shame. It's like, hey, I used to be here, but this is where we brought it all. And now how can I help you? So it's nice, even though our own clientele will help others be accountable and realize that, hey, they had a story just as much as you had a story.
Yeah.
So we're bringing everybody full scope and making sure that everybody feels comfortable. And it, like I said, you're not a number, and it's not just here to count reps. It's not here to just do that. It's the big thing I talk about to all my staff. I'm like, you have to see how people are interacting, because sometimes having a bad day and they're forcing themselves to come in there, realize you're not going to be able to go do the same type of workout. You can't go hound them or try to push them in this way. You have to realize that they got some stuff going on. It was probably a struggle for them to get here. Help them get through whatever they're getting through. Be as professional as possible.
And I got from there. There's a lot of truth to what you're saying. I was actually talking to this young man that we were speaking of. And I said, well, man, I don't know. You know, I'm coming up on 60. I lead a pretty sedentary life. You know, I've lost some weight recently, but, you know, I'm not by any means a meathead or anything. I could probably get the bar up, you know, on bench right now. He's like,
I'm right there with you on my pec, so don't worry.
He's like,
I can't go anywhere else too.
This kid's like, man, there's this dude I know. He comes into the gym and he was just like you. Da-da-da, now he's getting up three plates this time. But anyway, this dude is close to 60. And he he had me almost sold, you know, right there to come out. Man, yeah. I got to meet this guy. I got to meet this guy who's put up on 60 that's now,
yeah.
you know, really taking advantage of his time and diet and other types yeah. of stuff. So anyway, I want to just say that, you know, they're practicing what you're preaching out there. And
that's the one thing I loved about all of them is because now I get to show them. They've seen my role just by being around them, especially during COVID. I was around them far more just because that was kind of our inner circle that we're around. Mm-hmm. But now getting to explain to them about, hey, once you start to experience this and you see how excited people get because they're at a place that they never thought they could ever be.
Yeah.
Because everybody has failed sometime somewhere in the gym on a diet somewhere. So mm-hmm. everybody has that whole concept of fear of failure. And then we could always use every society's excuse of why we should fail at it too. Because, mm-hmm. oh, this diet didn't work or that.
Right.
So it's great to get them and the staff to see right. how exciting somebody is and why they're at this place and the trials and the tribulations they went to get there.
Well, I know we got 3 minutes left before we have a hard stop for today's show. So, PJ, if you could kind of tell our listeners how they can reach True Results, how they can reach you, what your website might be, those things. Yep,
absolutely. You can go to TrueResultsKeller.com, or you can go on Facebook and social media. We're under True Results. Either way, stop by right here. Well, I don't know. I know this is everywhere, huh? we also do online training too. So you okay. can reach out and especially right off the website, it sends a link straight to us and it goes to myself, my manager, and then my fiance, Leslie. And I honestly try to answer about every email because I want to make sure that, hey, everybody knows that I'm involved and I'm not just this name over here. I want to know every person that walks through that door and see what they're going through. So,
and that's True Results in Keller, Texas, for yeah. anyone who's out of state listening.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And okay. Well, PJ, thanks so much for coming on to the show today, man.
Thank you. All. Thank you.
All. About your program. Look forward to working with you and seeing you and
absolutely
and being a good neighbor and you know, you projects you might be a part of. You never know. So hey,
I'm all about it.
Thanks, man. And let's see here. I can be reached at concierge coach.net. And Neil, how can folks reach you?
ElevatedLifestyleAcademy.com or Elevated Lifestyle Academy on Instagram and social or Facebook.
Right. And what's our Instagram now?
Concierge Coaches.
Underscore coaches?
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. Hey, man,
it's new. It's new.
This is all
concierge_coaches.
Yeah, concierge_coaches on Instagram. We're also Concierge Coaches Show on Facebook, and we'll have some more connection points here in the near future. So, with that, everybody, thanks for coming in and seeing the show today here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio or on Apple Podcasts. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on a couple of the other aggregators. So all of our prior shows since 2016 are archived there for you. And now we have video archives that are starting to get indexed in Google. So I actually saw Neil on Google last night. I was running some routine searches and they're starting to pop up. So that's just fantastic. Okay, folks. Well, that's a wrap for today. We'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care and stay safe, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Neil Williams, only on LA Talk Radio.